sisters. You made your presence felt 20 minutes ahead of me. I had the greater difficulty, as my exit was blocked with a melt of entangled umbilical and placenta spent. Despite my later arrival and my critical but brief oxygen deprival, I made my presence felt. Our mother laid us both on her weary breast, feeling our little bodies rise and fall with each gasping breath. And there we made our first bond. You are my sister, and that you will always be. I love you as much as life itself, but I will never understand why you always must deny the equality that we share, but needs to compare and pontificate to all and sundry the deficiencies you see in me. You were the pretty one, the one so fair, the girl with the light green eyes and the curly long hair, but I was the one who made everyone stare. My hair was nappy and my teeth were crooked, my body pear-shaped, and my gait flat-footed. Every game we played, the other girls called you first. You were always the center of attention, and I felt like your curse. But you are my sister, and I love you. A time will come when the pretty baubles and the fancy jewels are no longer worn by you. Your beauty will fade and your hair will thin, and then what you have left is all that you have nourished within. But I will still love you. So here I stand in your shadow. I cannot come clear. I try to share how I feel about your lack of care of my presence and my desires. But to say this to you, I cower in fear. But sister, I must now let you know that it all was a show. And when our lives finally stall and we take our last call, the truth is the star, and the way that you are was entirely encouraged by me.